It's been such a big shift, hasn't it? Remote work has moved from being a nice perk to a core part of how many companies operate.
Exactly, and the real challenge is not just letting people work from home. It's about keeping teams productive, coordinated, and connected as the organization grows.
That's where artificial intelligence is becoming so important. It can help distributed teams scale without losing clarity, efficiency, or that sense of human connection.
The key idea is that scalable remote work is mostly about building better systems.
When a company goes from a few remote employees to dozens or even hundreds, the complexity can climb really fast.
That's right. Scheduling gets harder, communication gets scattered, and important tasks can easily slip through the cracks.
Traditional management tools can track activity, but they often don't explain what's happening behind the numbers.
AI adds a layer of intelligence. It can interpret data, spot patterns, and suggest better ways of working.
One of the biggest wins is automation.
A lot of routine tasks in distributed teams consume a lot of time. Scheduling meetings, organizing documents, following up, and sending reminders.
AI can handle much of that automatically, which reduces the coordination overhead.
That matters because remote workers often lose valuable time chasing updates or managing logistics.
When that friction is removed, teams can focus on higher value work.
Communication is another major area where AI helps.
In remote settings, misunderstandings can happen quickly because tone, context, and timing are harder to read.
AI tools can summarize long threads, highlight key decisions, and suggest clearer, more professional responses.
For managers, that's especially helpful. Instead of reading through dozens of messages, they can get a concise overview of status, open issues, and next steps.
That kind of clarity helps keep multiple remote teams aligned, even across different time zones.
AI also improves remote work through more tailored analytics.
In a physical office, managers often pick up on team health through informal conversations, shared routines, and visible energy.
In a remote environment, that informal visibility disappears unless it's replaced by better data.
AI-powered analytics can look at work patterns, productivity trends, and engagement signals in a more nuanced way.
Instead of relying on simple metrics that may miss the bigger picture, AI can identify workflow bottlenecks, uneven workloads, or teams that may need more support.
This is important because scalable remote work isn't only about measuring output.
It's about creating an environment where people can perform well without burning out.
A common concern is that AI may make remote work feel colder or more robotic.
The argument here is actually the opposite. When AI removes repetitive tasks and improves clarity, people often have more room for genuine interaction and creative work.
For example, if an AI assistant prepares a project summary, a team lead can spend less time formatting a report and more time coaching a team member or solving a real problem.
Or if a scheduling tool automatically finds the best meeting time, colleagues can use that time to build trust instead of arguing over calendars.
In that sense, AI doesn't replace the human side of remote work.
It helps protect it by reducing the noise that gets in the way.
That said, simply adding AI tools is not enough.
Companies need a clear strategy for scaling remote work with AI.
That means choosing tools that fit their actual workflows, training employees to use them responsibly, and handling data carefully.
There are also important questions around transparency and trust.
If AI is used to monitor performance or analyze behavior, teams need to understand how it works and what it's used for.
Without that clarity, even advanced technology can create confusion or resentment.
The best approach is to treat AI as a support system, not a surveillance system.
When employees see it as a tool that helps them work better, rather than a way to be judged, it becomes a natural part of the remote work experience.
Looking ahead, AI's role in remote work is expected to grow.
future systems are likely to include smarter assistants that understand context better, more intuitive analytics that anticipate problems, and collaboration platforms that feel less like separate apps and more like one connected workspace.
The companies that benefit most will not be the ones that simply adopt the latest technology.
They will be the ones that use AI to improve how people communicate, coordinate, and grow together.
The critical takeaway is that AI is changing remote work by making it more sustainable, efficient, and human.
It helps organizations scale distributed teams by reducing friction, improving communication, and providing better insights into team performance.
But its value depends on thoughtful implementation.
AI should be used to support people, clarify work, and strengthen collaboration.
In a world where location no longer defines the workplace, intelligent scalability may become the real standard for business success.